Mission Control Houston, with visors closed, the pressurization tests can commence. Stand by to for word of a good leak check on all four of the crew member suits for the Artemis II mission. Again, this is the very beginning of a very busy flight day for our four crew members. After launch, they have a series of burns to prepare for, the first major burn being the perigee raise maneuver that allows them to continue in low Earth orbit, and the next being the apogee raise burn that puts them in a high Earth orbit. This is an orbit that takes them around the Earth for nearly a day, 23 and a half hours to be precise, and allows the teams, including the astronauts and the flight control teams, to check out critical systems ahead of committing to the next day's translunar injection. And the crew will command the Orion capsule to separate from the ICPS, turn around and approach the upper stage, but not dock. Orion's in-space maneuvering capabilities and provide further confidence in docking to another lunar space vehicle like the Human Landing System that will be part of the Artemis III mission ahead of future moon landings.